When we were taught how to prepare the lesson and how to go before the students, we were told never make excuses. I will not make excuses this morning. I just want to confess before you that I am not that good. I'm just careless in looking at the schedule. Because this morning, I was scheduled. I'm scheduled both for the sermon, the message in English, and the sermon in Romanian. So I don't know which one is going to be, but pray that God will give me wisdom and power. Amen. I want to start by reading something that was said several years ago by President Abraham Lincoln when he established the Thanksgiving as a national day. It was in the middle of a civil war in October 3rd, 1863, and he said, among other things, "The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To those bounties which you are so constantly reminded and enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart, which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God." Don't we recognize us in the last words of Abraham Lincoln? Insensible, insensitive to so many blessings of the Almighty God. Apostle Paul writes many words in which he expresses his thankfulness. But one that I really like because it is so all-encompassing is the 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. He says, in a very casual, if you want, way, he says, "We always, not only on a special day, not only on a special occasion, we always thank God. We always thank God for all of you." Do you know, I think, the coolest sin of our society? Do you know which one it is? Yes. Ingratitude. I think it's the coolest sin. Because every time we look at something that's the latest, and we look at something that we have, and it's not the latest, we look at something that's so cool, and we want it. We forgot the sacrifices that were made, maybe. We forgot the blessings that we got when we got that very first thing. And we are ungrateful because we want the next, the newest, the thing that's in fashion. Ingratitude. You know what the dictionary says about ingratitude? It says forgetfulness or poor return for kindness received. So you see, not only when we forget to say thanks to God, to people, we are ingrate. But when we do a poor job at saying thank you to God and to people, ingratitude is a sin. It started with the angel of light, with Lucifer, who had the highest position in God's creation. But he was ungrateful. He wanted something more. It continued with our first family, with our ancestors, in the Garden of Eden. What else can you want, can you desire, than to have perfect communion and fellowship with God and do nothing but enjoy His creation? And yet, they were ingrate. And because of that, we suffer pain, sweat, all the bad things that came with the original sin. And there is a law of cause and effect. If you are in tune with something, you are going to start singing what you are hearing. If you are in tune with the Lord of this world, you are going to be singing the tune of ingratitude. But if you are in tune with God, with His word, you will be singing a different tune. A tune that will do so good to your heart, to your family, to your church, to the ones around you. A tune that will please God. A tune of thankfulness and gratitude for what He is, for what He has done, for what He will be for you. We heard all the reasons for being thankful at the time of prayer, and we all knew them, and some more. The question is, why aren't we giving thanks to God for all those things, all the time? With good measure, not with half words. The good news is that gratitude can be learned. Apostle Paul, and I'm talking now to the students, says, Apostle Paul says, "For I have learned to be content with whatever circumstances." Gratitude can be learned. Can be learned. And I pray that we will learn to be grateful. And you know what you can do? What we can do? We can learn, we can begin to learn how to be grateful by doing this. I hope we have prayer lists in which we put the people, the causes that we pray for, and the way God is answering to us. But I want to challenge you to do this. Have a thankfulness list. Have a gratitude list. And you know what? Write it down. Write it down. And every single time you go to bed, and I'm going to say this in Romanian too, so that the rest of the church can hear it. Every time you go to bed, pause. And before or after you check your Facebook, before or after you read the Word of God, write down the people and the reasons you are grateful to God for. And you know what? The Bible says, this is something that pleases God. God doesn't need our words of gratitude. It does our life good. Research shows that people who are grateful sleep better and sleep longer. Start to learn gratitude. Not only today, on Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving, but every day and always. May God help you and help all of us do that. Amen.